about this mansion by the water, and one night Ben was spending the night over at his girlfriend's house up in Tampa, and so Randy, another friend of mine, and I both drove up, and it was the same mansion in my dream. It was a full moon over the water, and it was the same place that I'd seen in my dream. I'd been inside the house in my dream. And we just walked up to the back door, knocked, and nobody answered. So we went to the guest house, and that's where we found Ben, and he said he was busy doing her or whatever, so he said, you know, I'll talk to you later. But anyway, I was like, wow. And then the next day, I said, Ben, I said, have you been in the big house? He goes, yeah. I said, let me map it out for you. And I told him exactly where the chair, this red chair and the lamp and all these weird things. There's no way I could have possibly known. But I was inside the house in my dream. And it turns out that they were Wiccan and they were doing some weird shit up in the attic. And then I had a dream one night that I was in crawling around the attic and all these trap doors with these little children. And I woke, it freaked me out. It was so vivid. And I woke up and I came out to get a glass of water or something into the living room, and Ben was up. He goes, I just had the weirdest dream, man. I was standing at the stairs with this girl named Shauna, and you were in the attic, and or you were trying to get into the attic, and she wouldn't let you out. And I was like, what? Dude, I just had the same fucking dream, except I was in the attic with the kids. So I put two and two together, and next day I wrote Lost Reflection fucking one take. I didn't even replace any words once. It was just straight through. That never happens. I always replace all my words constantly. It was fucking a very magical song.